Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I apologize for taking the floor once again, but I have to make some point crystal clear with regard to the engagement of the Russian Federation in supporting the illegal armed groups functioning in the southeast of Ukraine. Just I would like to reiterate to what actually add to what was already mentioned when we discussed the implementation of the Protocol 2 of the CCW. I would like just to highlight that the Russian Federation aggression against my country makes it extremely difficult, among other things, the due implementation by Ukraine of the CCW provisions, in particular its Protocol 5. Let me draw the attention of the participants of this meeting to the fact that the Russian Federation continues to militarily support the illegal armed groups in the southeast of Ukraine by providing them with very sophisticated weaponry and munitions, which are used on a daily basis for shelling and killing Ukrainians, both servicemen and innocent civilians. And this armaments, by the way, includes multiple launch rocket systems, artillery systems, mortars, and other lethal weapons. So this inflow of armaments from the territory of the Russian Federation is very well documented by reputable international organizations, including the United Nations Human Rights Monitoring Mission in Ukraine. So let me conclude by urging the Russian Federation to stop its narrative, resume control under the Russian-Ukrainian border in accordance with the Minsk agreements, to remove its units from the territory of Ukraine, and to stop arming the terrorist groups in the southeast of my country. I thank you.